What we're going to be doing this morning is based on the concept of Lectio Divina, divine word, which is a way of approaching scripture that has really ancient roots. So it's this idea of kind of dwelling in the word rather than trying to explain it, opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to us through scriptures. So this is not something I've done a lot, so we'll just do this together. So it's basically, it's just going to involve listening to the scripture read several times and reflecting on that in a guided way. So we'll just start with asking God to prepare our hearts and minds, and then I'll read through the scripture once. If you'd like to read along in the bulletin, if that's how you can kind of learn best visually, do that, or just listen as I read. So I'll just read it through once, and you can just kind of listen for the basic structure of it. But let's start with a little bit of silence and asking for God to prepare us. God, thank you for your presence with us. Please help our hearts and our minds to be open to anything that you want us to be aware of. Thank you for the gift of scripture and different ways to approach it. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. To give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of God's steadfast love. For God does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. I'm going to read it through again. And this time, try to pay attention to what emotions the passages may bring to your attention, and just sit with those. There's no wrong emotion to feel. See if it creates any physical or sensory sensations, if it evokes any colors or images, even smells. Let's try to experience it that way. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope, to give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Okay, I'm going to read the passage one more time. This time, try to pick out a word or an idea or a phrase that strikes you in a personal way, something that might jump out to you. And once you've found that, repeat it to yourself. Linger over it. give it your attention. Ask yourself where the reading is touching your life today. So you repeat that. It's not like a mantra kind of thing, but maybe a phrase to remember. We'll have a little bit of silence after we read this time. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. To give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although God causes grief, God will have compassion, according to the abundance of God's steadfast love. For God does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. We're going to go around the circle now, and I would invite you just to share out loud the word or the phrase that spoke to you, and maybe a few sentences about why that was. Certainly no one has to share. If you'd rather not, just say pass. I think we'll do that with the microphone just to make sure everyone can hear. I was really struck when I read this by the idea of putting one's mouth to the dust. And just that sensory feeling of your mouth being full of dust so that you can't talk. Maybe that means you listen. I don't know.
Mine was the line above that, to sit in silence when the Lord has imposed it. Like many verses, I'm not quite sure what that implies, but that there are times to, I guess, listen and ponder.
The phrase that caught my attention was new every morning, and I was thinking of it as like a well that fills up with fresh water every day. Ready for you, and that's so predictable, so regular that you can count on it.
So I was dwelling on steadfast love, and then got to give one's cheek to the smiter, and tried to dwell on steadfast love again.
Along with kind of what Carla said, I was thinking it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, and just that there's a kind of to be still and know that I am God, just the quietness and the stillness.
What stood out to me is the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. That's just amazing to me and hard to imagine.
I was looking at the first part as well and kind of interested in the person of speech. It's third person there for a while, talking about the steadfast love of the Lord. His mercies, God's mercies, never come to an end. They are new every morning. And then it switches to first. Great is your faithfulness. And I'm wondering if we're talking about God's faithfulness or our own there.
My smell was lilacs. I don't know why. And I envisioned them covered with honeybees. The third line was my focus. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in him. And again, I was reminded that the Lord is all I really need. And to sit down on that invisible chair and expect to find a seat requires an awful lot of faith.
The word that caught me was wait.
Well, I always seem to pick up on what could be perceived as contradictions. Although he causes grief, he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. So that makes me wonder, why does he do it in the first place, if it's unwilling? And I guess God has reasons. And in between there, of course, is the compassion and the abundance of steadfast love.
I went over the phrase about they are new every morning, meaning God's mercies. And so I guess I could envision a God who looks down on God's creation and coming to the end of the day and saying, oh man, why did I do that? Why did I make everything? And then the next morning, it's like a slate, a clean slate, and could just start all over again. And I would like to do that too.
Oh, both of the most graphic for me was putting your mouth to the dust. I'm not even sure what that evokes, but it's very graphic. And the seeming contradiction kind of seemed like it lined up with what Chris shared last week on that depth of field, that he causes grief. He doesn't willingly cause grief. I think I mentioned this at some point recently in Columbus. I noticed a sign that said no stopping beyond this point. 15 feet away was a stop sign beyond that point. Sometimes you just go with the flow.
The more I read this, the more I think I don't know what all the implications are, but one thing that caught my attention was it is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, trying to figure out what that might imply or mean in the middle of all this. So I guess maybe you need to start early. So
okay. I was just thinking that in the fourth line, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. I think that implies that you have to need, well, I don't know.
It is good to one to bear the yoke in youth. I was reflecting on that. I just the nature of steadfast love is that the Lord got me through yesterday's problems or problems of a decade or two ago, and he will help me through today's problems as well as tomorrow's problems. So I found that comforting, although just reading it without the context, it seemed like, what? It's good to be. I could see it being a little troublesome to just say it's good to have trouble when you're young, but I think overall it's a character building experience.
Pass.
The soul that seeks him.
Thanks, everyone. Let's sing the song again together a few times.
Spirit.
Now, Lectio Divina does not end when you're done reading the scripture. I do want to be mindful of the time and any plans that people might have, but I also kind of want to go briefly through the next steps, which are prayer and contemplation. So let's join in together for that in prayer. Now is the time to take any, I'll just read what it says here, thoughts, feelings, actions, fears, convictions, and answers you've meditated on, and offer them to the Lord in prayer. If you have something to praise God for, do that. If you're feeling convicted about something, offer that to God. If you feel a specific anxiety about anything in your life, present that to God. So let's take a moment to do that, and then just to sit in contemplation and listen to God. So part of contemplation is to commit ourselves with the help of God to do any truth that God has implanted in our hearts today. So let's take a moment, notice who the person is on your right, and just take a moment to pray silently for that person, that they will have the strength to do that, to walk in God's truth, and for their week. So for the person on your right.